You're tuned in to Clever Talk. Welcome. This is Clever. We are in March and this is the very first episode in the month of March. How are you marching forward? For us, we announced our winner for last month's quiz. Congratulations, a yearly victory. Woo! Yeah, the end of a thing actually heralds the start of a new thing. This means we've got awesome content for March, a super fun quiz and cool rewards up for grabs. Want to know more about the quiz and how you can participate to win, just like a yearly victory? Please check Ocholi Eva on Instagram and stans_fashion. Follow us, we'll definitely follow you right back. Quick question, what comes to mind when you hear the term social media? It's fun, it's distracting, it's a way to make money, it's informative and more, right? Well, what if I add social media marketing to social media? I mean, what if I add marketing rather to social media and it becomes social media marketing? What comes to mind then? Complicated, tiring, bulky, stressful. You dread it. Not to worry though, I think I can help. Or rather, my guest on today's episode right here on Clever Talk, I'm talking about Precious Ochimana. She is a graduate of Geography and Remote Sensing from Federal University of Technology, Minna, Niger State. She's from Kogi State, a content creator, educator, nutritionist, writer, podcaster at the Unashamed Podcast. Precious is a lover of God and a seeker of knowledge. You can follow her on Twitter at Precious Fires. Absolutely. Today's episode is titled Getting the Hang of Social Media Marketing. And why not? It's a necessary skill most businesses require. In fact, this is a business on its own, right? In her cool, soothing voice, Precious guides us on how we can use different social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I mean, sharing the appropriate content on these platforms. You know, they're suitable content for Facebook and they're completely different from the content you can share on Instagram. Did you know this? Well, are you ready to dive in and discover more with me? Let's do this thing.
Hello all, this is Precious Fires on Clever Talk. And I'll be talking to you about social media marketing, which is an aspect of digital marketing, like you might know. What is social media marketing? Basically, social media marketing is using social media network to enhance your business and to, you know, promote your business one way or the other. Straight up, I'm going to go to the uniqueness of social media sites and how to use it. One thing you need to understand about social media sites is that they operate with different specificities, for example. And what I mean by that is the kind of content you want to put out there on Twitter would vary a bit with the type you put on Instagram or YouTube. Let's say you want to promote your business with a video display. Now, if you're doing a video display, you're most likely, or you ought to be uploading that on Instagram, not on Twitter. And if you want to do something about your business on Twitter, it should be about a written content more than it's about a video or an image. I'm not saying that a video and image would not do anything for you on, you know, other social networks that are catered to written content. I'm just saying that it's specific makeup would not serve you well if you do not work with the actual setup of things in or on that network. So basically, understanding the social media network you're on helps you make content that suits that network better. All right, moving on, I want you to also know this, that there are big sites like Facebook, Instagram, etc. And there are small sites that are made specifically for a particular theme or purpose. Like there are websites for people that are into catering. You need to find those little websites with less number of people but specific audience that suits the particular thing that you do. That way you might not be speaking to a whole lot of people, but you know that the people that you are speaking to are there for exactly what content you are going to be dropping for them. It's also easier to get, you know, customers and people to buy from you from that kind of social media network. So also look out for those kind of networks. Next one, let's talk about knowing the difference between social media for business and for personal purpose, because it's a really different ways of operating your social media network. Okay, so now understanding the differences between running it for business and for personal purpose is very important. Now, when you're running a network, a social media network for business, you need to consider your goals. Very important. What is your aim? What do you hope to achieve with using this network for your business? What do you want? What are you there for? And then after you've considered that, you need to look for interesting things to talk about your business. If you're coming for to sell something, it doesn't have to be serious, and you need to be creative with your content, and it has to be interesting. Then once you've figured out what to say, you need to find people to listen to you, because you're not there for yourself, you're there to sell. So that means you need an audience. You need to find your audience. You need to find people that want and are interested in what you do. Then once you've got in your audience, participate with them, help them know that they are as important to you as you are to them. Participate with them, talk with them, comment on their reply to their comments, like their own posts, like what they say. Let them know that you see them as much as they see you. Then speak the language of your audience. Let's say you sell clothes for teenagers and kids. When doing that, you don't come speaking or using the terms of your business that are for professionals or elites in that class. You speak the language that teenagers, kids would understand, or at least that their parents can relate with, seeing that it is their parents that will be buying those things for them. So you speak in a way that is communicable. Then make sure you are engaging and inviting about your tone. There's a way to sound that's a bit scary. So find, I'm not saying you should change how you speak, but look for words that are catchy, words that are interesting, because you are there to sell. Do you understand me? Okay. Then after that, speak with gratitude. Communication is key. Gratitude is very important in business. If I feel like I'm buying from you and you don't appreciate my attention to you, even when there are thousands of other people selling what you sell, I would leave you to go somewhere else where I'm treated like a queen. So you know what they say about customer, the customer being king? Treat every customer sound. Talk to them like they're important. Show them gratitude in your words. Let me drop you some tips on how to create content for your social media network. First, think of your long-term plan. What do you hope to achieve in the next 6 months or 1 year? When you have that, break it down into series or different slides, or like a story, so that you know what to drop and when to drop it. Then focus on your audience. Your target audience. Pay attention to those that are giving you attention, to your audience. Now, what I mean by this is, if you notice that, for example, maybe you sell clothes and you notice that your male audience are more, you have more buyers from your male audience, pay attention to them. Drop videos of how to knot a tie, how to wear a tuxedo. Pay attention to your male audience. Drop articles for them that can help them one way or the other. I'm not saying you should ignore your female audience, but since there is a market there for you that's booming, make sure you cash in on that. Then timing, focus on timing. Maybe you've noticed that usually your audience have your time, or they go through your articles or your page during the weekends. Make sure you drop content during the weekend. That is when you should be readily available to be active on your site, because then people have your attention. Quickly, let me run through how to measure your social media success. There are very technical ways of doing this, and there are less technical ways. So I would focus on the less technical ways, because we're not going so deep into digital marketing. One of the less technical ways is check your likes, okay? Check who is liking. Check your views. How many views do you have? Check those that are subscribing after they watch a video. Check your comments. What are people saying? What do they think about what you just did or what you've just dropped? Check your DMs, who is talking to you, how many people come to ask about the price or how to get stuff delivered. Check check your DMs, check your purchases, check how many people share what you put out there. From there you can know how much results you are making and how much results you are getting from what you are you know, giving out. Lastly and quickly, I want to talk about avoiding the downside of social media. You know, there are downsides to these things when not handled well, and one way to avoid it is do not sell yourself short. What is the fastest way to sell yourself short? When you bombard people with too many, you know, posts and advertisements and stuff, you sell yourself short. Make sure you don't do that. Have you ever been to a person's Facebook story before and there are about 50 slides, and after like the 25th slide they keep repeating what they've, you know, what was in the slide before, and you just get bored and tired of them, and it becomes like a routine. After a while you forget about the fact that they even sell anything, because they're no longer passing a message, they are wearing you out. So be that person that comes and drops articles short and sweet. Don't forget this, let your articles, let whatever you put out there be short and sweet. Keep it original. Then engage your audience, engage them. When they ask you questions, respond. It's not all about you. Show that you're interested in them also. If they are into something as well, show your interest, encourage them, be there for them. And then use negative feedback positively. Let's say you sell a dress and then the button gets bad, and there's a comment on your post that says bad button after I bought it from you. Don't go about ignoring the person or acting like you don't care. Give them tips on how you can, you know, how they can fix back the button, apologize, or show them how you can help them, you know, do better, or help them solve the problem. Just make sure you give them a response that is encouraging. And then learn how ways to sustain attention. If you keep it short and simple and creative, you'll be able to keep attention to yourself. And sometimes don't drop content about your business, just drop something else that's interesting that can keep their attention to you. And lastly, stay true to yourself. Never be a copycat or a copy and paste kind of person. Even if you're copying, add your originality, your uniqueness to it before you paste, because there are a lot of people doing what you are doing. But what makes you stand out? What differentiates you? That is what will make you sell. So do not be fake. Make sure you sustain your originality, and that way I guarantee you, you would sell and you would do better. I hope I've been able to, you know, help you with little tips, and I want to hear your testimony, and I'll be glad to be back here to do this again. Thank you guys.
And it's a wrap with Precious Uchimana. It's best you practice what you've learned on Clever Talk today. By the way, you can start by sharing my content. Thank you for listening to this episode, Precious. Many thanks for being on the platform. You are awesome. If you've got a message that is questions and reviews, please send a message to cleverpodcast@gmail.com or a direct voice message to my podcast channel and I'll broadcast it. It'll be like you and I are hosting together. I always love to hear from you. Don't forget to share the link to my podcast. I'm sending virtual hugs your way. I hope you can feel it. I'm Clever Uchuli. Say with me, Clever Uchuli. God loves you and I do too. Same one hadu. That's how suffer until we meet again in another episode. Of course. Adios, mwah, amigo. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a beautiful week. Stay productive, all right? Stay productive. But if you need to rest, please